This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Today, we carry the world in our pockets. We can call, text, update our status, and access any number of games, songs, apps, and TV shows at any time. But how is this influencing our spiritual lives? Filmmaker Craig Detweiler is director of the Center for Entertainment, Media, and Culture at Pepperdine University in Malibu. His latest book is called iGods, How Technology Shapes Our Spiritual and Social Lives. And he's in Australia for the Spark Creative Conference that was on over the weekend. Hi, Craig.
Hello, Katrina.
How are you coping with our chilly winter?
I'm completely adjusted. It's actually a nice break from the heat in California.
So. Okay, that's good. What's now influential in our culture, Hollywood or Google?
Well, certainly a decade ago, it would have been Hollywood, but now I find that we are so attached to our cell phones that we are always looking at Google or Facebook or Twitter. And I think we're aware when we're watching a movie or a show, but technology slipped into our lives so seamlessly that we don't really question whether maybe Google has given us the best answer. We don't even think about how a Google search may have given us a false expectation about how long a search should take. You know, when Jesus talked about asking, seeking, and knocking, I don't think he meant for nanoseconds.
Yeah, you're right. I guess we're used to having an answer just pop up on our screen now. Maybe that's made us less persistent about spiritual matters.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, I wrote the book because I felt like, you know, we've sort of trained ourselves to look down to our smartphones rather than up to God. And even though these devices are meant to serve us, they often end up kind of driving our day where we feel we must respond to a text, you know, immediately. So something that was designed to make us more organized, when I look at my students and even my own life, it sort of ends up making us feel more harried and hassled and stressed out.
Yeah. And what are some other impacts that technology has on our spiritual life?
Well, you know, I often wonder, you know, is having the smartphone, does it make me more patient? Does it make me more loving? Does it make me more kind?
Hmm.
You know, those are the virtues that I want to sort of, cultivate. And yet, you know, the core virtues of technology, I think, are speed and efficiency. And you think about Jesus' life, and there wasn't a lot of speed involved, and there was often maybe a lot of inefficiency. The disciples are saying, why are you going there? And Jesus is saying, hey, just trust me on this. You know, we're going to take the long road. We're going to take the slow road, and we're going to find God along the way. And we've maybe squeezed out God of those quiet moments in our life by just always defaulting to, you know, checking our updates and sending out the latest news about us.
I think it's easy to see how technology can threaten the virtue of patience. But the other ones you mentioned were things like love and kindness. What kind of influence does technology have on that?
Well, I don't think we've really thought consciously and carefully about how to love someone in the digital domain. You know, what does digital discipleship mean? How do you love someone via Facebook? How do you care for someone via Twitter? Those technologies themselves actually encourage us to think about ourselves first. They literally ask us, you know, what are you doing? What are you thinking? What's up with your status? And so how do we turn that coding, that software around and say, how do I love or care for others and not just sort of treat my friends as an audience for my updates, but how do I, you know, kind of get back to, you know, a cup of cold water? How do you send a virtual hug? You have to sort of turn that phone off and actually go over to someone's house and sit with them and rediscover those ancient virtues.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions for how Christians can be more intentional about how much we let our lives be controlled or influenced by technology? Are there any little practical tips that you've got in your book?
Well, I certainly wrote the book, iGods, as a parent as well as an educator. And one of the assignments I have in the class is I actually force students to turn off all of their electronic devices for 24 hours, and they kind of freak out. They say, I can't do this. This is impossible. And yet, maybe even 4 or 5 hours in, they feel remarkably, you know, far more relaxed. So I think taking an electronic Sabbath, whether that is as a family, you know, on a Sunday, whether it's over the dinner table, you know, to rediscover that there's an off button on these devices and that you can, in a sense, take control or take power back from these things and be much more intentional face-to-face with people, particularly with those that we care about who are closest to us, to not just be satisfied with texting our parents, but to actually be face-to-face with them.
I mean, quiet moments seems like another really obvious way of reconnecting with God and with people around us, I guess, when our phones tend to keep every moment kind of filled and noisy, don't they?
And you think about how many times it's the still small voice, right, where God enters. You know, we've kind of removed Psalm 46 of being still and knowing that I'm God. It's just not a it's not on the agenda. It's not on the to-do list. Mm. So I think we have to be a little more conscious about that.
Okay. Well, thanks for the reminder, Craig. It was good to talk to you this morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's filmmaker Craig Detweiler. He's the author of iGods, How Technology Shapes Our Spiritual and Social Lives.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.